The Australian dollar edged higher this week, but its weak performance over the southern winter has been a boon for tourism operators in Western Australia's far north. And it's not just tour companies benefiting from the economic climate. The merchants of Kimberley's famous diamonds and pearls are also reporting strong sales. From Kununurra, Eliza Borello reports.
Despite the sparkling pink and yellow diamonds and the lustrous South Sea pearls in her display cabinets, Anthea Thompson tells me she's not selling jewellery.
That one that you looked at before with that swirl setting, that's actually just a new one in.
She's selling brownie points.
This is a South Sea pearl from Broome.
Yeah, it's got to be from Broome.
That's the deal.
To clever men like Grant Anderson.
I'm up here, she's down in Canberra looking after the child and things like that, also trying to prepare to go on a posting, so she leaves to go to the Philippines in about 2 weeks' time, and there's about a week, 1 week handover. So she's been doing a lot of organising down there and things like that. So that's just recognition of what she's done for me.
Mr. Anderson took home his pearl, but Anthea Thompson says this northern dry season has been particularly good for diamond sales.
We certainly have noticed that being in designing and making our own jewellery with local diamonds and using West Australian gold is certainly a winner here. You know, we're in diamond country. People like to buy what's local, and to our delight, they are.
It seems visitors also want to learn about the country where the famous Argyle pinks and Ellendale yellows come from. Ted Hall is here to help.
I do Aboriginal tourism, eco-cultural tourism around Argyle. I do the buses, the international buses that come in. That's why we do the tours at the mine. I also do cross-cultural trainings with Argyle, but also with another group called Jawan.
Like Anthea Thompson, he says this year's dry season has been a good one.
From what information I've been gathering is local Australians are wanting to travel more and see Australia. But one thing's lacking up here is more Aboriginal content and input into the trade. I'd like to see that more developed, more Aboriginal communities, organisations getting into the spirit of tourism. So we promote and highlight ourselves. This nation here, we've got great stories, great people, country. We should be cashing in on it.
Both Ms. Thompson and Mr. Hall believe the economic climate has seen more Australians holidaying at home. But they also believe there's another factor at play, terrorism.
Switch on the TV and you see bombs and terrorists and all of that stuff. I mean, it's not really safe. That's just my opinion.
The fear of terrorism nowadays is becoming more and more apparent, but we all know that terrorism can happen here in Australia. We've been subjected to it as well. So I don't think they totally take that into effect. I think that is a factor that they number in. But yeah, I think there is definitely a growing desire to see our country and the beautiful Kimberleys.
That's jewellery retailer Anthea Thompson, ending Eliza Borello's report.